morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit relentlessprotection.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
Oklahoma has broken from its semi-tropical start to September with dreary skies and rain. According to state climatologist Gary McManus, the moisture received over the last several days has been enough to almost eradicate all but 27% of drought here in Oklahoma. With rainfall occurring even after the last cutoff date for the most recent drought monitor, it's likely that much of that will be chipped away in the next report due out on Thursday. Past this point, though, McManus has called for an extended dry period in the state, but the abundance of moisture and the prospect of dry surface area is welcome news for farmers looking to get moving on planting their fall wheat pastures or canola fields. These conditions, coupled with the cooler temperatures of late, combine for the perfect environment to commence the planting season here in Oklahoma. For producers considering getting in a canola crop this year, now is the right time, as the crop insurance window for the commodity is open as of yesterday and will last for 1 month, ending on October 10th. In other news, the Oklahoma State Fair will kick off later this week, and once again, folks that have been waiting all year will have the chance to enjoy one of their favorite fair foods, the pork chop sandwich. This treat has been offered by the Oklahoma Pork Council since the 1980s and has become a mainstay for fairgoers who, through their purchases of the pork chop shop's bestseller and their other staples, including the popular pork burger and pulled pork sandwich, have supported the Oklahoma pork industry's policy efforts. OK Pork's executive director, Roy Lee Lindsay, explained to us how this annual event is used to heighten the industry's exposure and advance their advocacy efforts.
Well, all the money goes to support all of our public advocacy, public policy efforts here at the council. And, you know, we just finished with elections. You're looking at as many as maybe 80 members of the legislature next year that are going to be in their third or fewer years in terms of experience. So our need to be there and telling our story, that need is just growing exponentially year after year.
The Oklahoma State Fair will run from this Thursday, September 13th through the 23rd this year, and Lindsay extends his invitation to everyone to stop by for one of the fair's tastiest and healthiest food temptations.
This is your one chance in the fall, really, to find these pork chop sandwiches, these burgers, and our pulled pork sandwich, which is here at the state fair. If you're at the fair and you're looking for something to eat that's not deep fried, you're looking for something to eat that's maybe the healthiest thing you could find at the state fair, that pork chop sandwich really is going to be at the top of that list. We're happy to give it to you without a bun if you'd like to have it that way even. It's right over by where all the 4-H and FFA exhibits are. So if you want to come see what our youth, our young people across the state have been doing, that's where the 4-H and FFA exhibits are at now, what used to be the old Maiden, Oklahoma building. Mm-hmm. But you can stop by and get a pork chop sandwich. We'll be there all day, every day, pushing out pork.
You got farm news on Ron. Coming up, Pollard Farms is presenting its largest offering to date at their 21st annual female production sale and mature cowherd dispersion Saturday, September 15th at the ranch near Wacomas. The sale features an elite crop of Pollard's youngest and freshest genetics, plus a select group of show heifer prospects, proven donors, and spring and fall calving heifers and cows bred for the backdrop. 350 head will sell as 250 lots, sale catalogs, and additional information available upon request. Call 580-758-1464. That's 580-758-1464. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.